children to someone else's home so someone could watch them.
我也非常的焦虑，把我的两个孩子放到别人的家里面，让他们来暂时的照看他们。
I was anxious about being a faithful, loving father to my children.
我也焦虑，我将要成为三个孩子怎样去做一个慈父、一个信心的榜样。
There are many things to be nervous about with regard to birth of a child.
那里有很多的事情让我感到担心和焦虑，伴随着第三个孩子的出生。
For you women that have given birth to a child, I imagine there's greater nervousness than I had.
可以想象我们在座的各位也有很多的焦虑，都有小孩子出生的时候。
And this Christmas, as I reflect on Jesus' birth, I wonder what thoughts and emotions Mary and Joseph had as they prepared to give birth.
当我们在这个时候来思想耶稣诞生的时候，我也在想说。玛利亚和 Joseph 他们当时的想法和他们的感情是什么样子的
I mean, just think about it. An angel of the Lord appeared to both Joseph and Mary and told them that this child would bring about God's salvation.
我们来想一想，这个从上帝差派来的天使对玛利亚和 Joseph 来显现，对他们说，这个孩子将带来主的救赎。
We see this in Matthew 1:21 and Luke 1:31-33.
我们在这个我们可以在马可福音和路加福音里面看到这样的信息。
And the promise was that this child would be the son of the Most High and rule as king forever.
从这个孩子的出生里面，这个孩子是从至高者的孩子，他将会统管世界直到永远。
This must have brought about great excitement, great wonder at what God would do through this child.
这就会带来了一个非常激动的时刻，也会让大家来思索说，这伴随着孩子的降生将会发生什么。
But along with that, there were probably great fears and anxiety.
伴随着这样的激动，这样的好奇也会有担心和焦虑。
Fears about traveling when Mary was 9 months pregnant.
担心当玛利亚有九个月身孕的时候，他们还要再去回到伯利恒。
Fears about what other people would think about them having a child out of wedlock.
担心别人会怎么看待他们，在他们还没有结婚之前，他们已经有了一个孩子。
But in the midst of this, the promise of Jesus' birth is a promise of great joy.
但是在这所有的担心和焦虑当中，他们看到伴随着孩子的出生是主喜乐的应许。
This Christmas Eve, I'd like us to focus on and consider the joy of Christ's birth.
在这个圣诞节的前夕，我希望我们大家现在花一点时间来把我们的精力注意在这个伴随着耶稣降生的大喜乐当中。
Perhaps you're anxious or fearful or have struggles right now and that we could remind ourselves of the joy of Christ's birth.
也许现在你会有担心，你会有非常多的压力，但是希望我们现在在这个时间里面来真正的思考主带来的喜乐。
So now we're going to consider Luke's account of Jesus' birth in Luke 2:1-20. I'm going to read in English first.And then Xiaobo will read in Chinese. So please stand with me because this is God's word that we sit under to hear and walk in obedience to.
所以我们大家一起起立，我们现在要看路加福音2:1-20。牧师先来读英文的，然后我们中文堂一起来读中文的。
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered each of his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed, who was with the child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord showed upon around them. And they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he has pleased. When the angels went from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who had heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God, for they all heard and seen as it was told them.
我现在快速地把这节福音读一遍。当那些日子开始，我们要一起读吗？好，我们一起读。当那些日子，该撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒。因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻上报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布窝在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
我们在天上的父母，感谢你的话语。
We pray that you would give us understanding into your word.
我们感谢你赐给我们智慧，让我们能够理解你的话语。
May we walk by faith and obedience to your word.
我们可以在主里面有与信心与你同行。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
我们再来写作。
Joy accompanies the incarnation.
这个大喜乐是伴随着主的道成肉身。
What we see here is Jesus' birth brings about great joy.
我们在这里看到就是耶稣的诞生带来了大喜乐。
This is the message that the angel proclaimed to the shepherds.
这是一个天使对牧羊的人带来的信息。
We see that in verse 10. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
我们看到在第十节那里这样说到，天使对他们说，不要害怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
There was joy for the shepherds.
那里牧羊人有很大的喜乐。
There was joy for Mary and Joseph.
玛利亚和 Joseph 有很大的喜乐。
There was joy for all the people.
那里所有的人都很有喜乐。
And there was great joy for you and me.
我们现在在这里也有喜乐。
But in this account of Jesus' birth, we also see a great surprise.
伴随着耶稣的诞生，这里还有惊奇、惊讶。
The surprise centers around two kings.
这样的一个惊讶围绕着两个王。
The first king is mentioned is Caesar Augustus.
第一个提到的王是凯撒奥古斯都。
He was the emperor, the ruler of the Roman Empire from 27 BC to 14 AD.
他是帝王，他在公元前27年到公元后14年之间统治罗马。
But prior to coming to be the most powerful man in the world, he was Italy faced hardships.
但是在他来到权力的中心之前，意大利也经历了很多的问题。
It was disorganized and it faced much strife and fighting because of wars.
在那里没有秩序，然后有很多的战争和冲突。
Poverty and fighting were common experiences in Italy at this time.
在意大利，一个共同的经历是贫困和战争。
But through Augustus, a time of prosperity and peace came upon Italy and the Roman Empire.
但是在这个时候，这个奥古斯都他带来了一段时间的和平和繁荣。
He was labeled by many Italians as being savior or liberator.
他被很多的罗马人贴上这样一个标签，是救赎主和解放者。
The one who brought about great hope for peace.
一个带来和平希望的人。
The Romans viewed him as a god.
罗马人视他为神。
In the world's eye, if anybody could bring peace, Caesar Augustus could.
在世人的眼中，如果说任何一个人可以为我们带来和平，那么奥古斯都确实是这样一个人。
And longing for peace is a common desire in our hearts.
对和平的渴望是每个人心里面的诉求。
We see the pain and brokenness in the world, and we long for peace.
我们看到这个世界的苦难，我们就非常渴望和平。
John Mayer once said,
约翰梅尔他说过，
Now we see everything that's gone wrong with the world and those who lead it. We just feel like we don't have the means to rise above and beat it. So we keep on waiting, waiting for the world to change.
约翰梅尔曾经说过，他说当我们看到这个世上所有的一切和带领这个世界的人都出了问题，但是我们却没有任何的办法去超越它，去战胜它，我们就等待着这个世界去改变。
We wait for changes, we hope for peace.
我们等待着改变，我们希望和平。
But true peace doesn't come through Caesar Augustus, it didn't come through Barack Obama, it's not coming through Donald Trump.
但是真正的和平不会通过奥古斯都来到，也不是巴拉克奥巴马，也不是唐纳德特朗普能带给我们的。
True peace would come through a little child.
真正的和平来到这里，通过一个小孩子。
True peace would come through Jesus Christ.
真正的和平来到这里，通过耶稣基督。
True peace would come through a seemingly insignificant child in an insignificant town to seemingly insignificant parents.
真正的和平是通过一个看起来并不重要的小孩，通过在降生在一个并不重要的小镇，也通过一个并不非特别重要的父母来到了我们的中间。
So in Luke 2, we see this contrast between Caesar and Jesus.
所以在路加福音第二章，我们看到的这个对比是耶稣跟奥古斯都之间的对比。
God's plan of salvation would come through unlikely means.
主他救赎的计划是通过一个看起来好像不大可能的途径。
And the promise of the gospel is that there is great joy, there is great peace through Jesus Christ.
福音的应许就是通过主基督来带给我们大喜乐。
And this joy, this peace, is to result in adoration and praise of our great God.
这样的喜乐，这样的平安是通过我们对主的敬拜和赞美。
And so this morning I want to look at two things, the reason for joy and the response to joy.
所以今天早上我想跟大家一起来 谈两件事情，第一个事情是我们喜乐的原因，第二件事情我们对这样喜乐的反应。
First, the reason for joy.
首先我们看来这个喜乐背后的原因。
Christmas is often associated with joy.
圣诞节经常跟快乐、喜乐这样的词联系在一起。
If we take a walk into the malls today or different stores during the Christmas season, we'll most likely hear songs focused on joy.
如果我们去商场里面、去商店里面，现在我们经常会听到各种各样高兴的、喜乐的歌曲。
I mean, think about what the kids choir just sang.
像我们刚才这开的小孩子们唱的。
Joy to the world, angels we have heard on high, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
也不翻译了，大家都知道。
But one popular Christmas song is "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
一首歌，它的名字是《一年当中最美好的时刻》。
According to this particular song, it's wonderful because of parties with friends, singing carols, being with people of good cheer.
通过这首歌，特别这首歌里描述的说，为什么是最美好的时刻在这年中，是因为它，可以跟朋友们聚会，可以唱圣诗，可以大家之间有非常美好的祝福。
Joy and Christmas seem to go together.
喜乐和圣诞节在一起好像很般配。
But at times in our life, Christmas might not be the most joyful time of the year.
但是时常的圣诞节的时候可能并不是这一年中最高兴最美妙的时刻。
You might be like me and associate Christmas with stress of shopping.
你们可能像我一样跟把这个圣诞节和购物联系在一起。
It might be a time of anxiety.
它是一个焦虑的时刻对我来说。
Or pain or loneliness.
痛苦也有可能是寂寞。
My family lost my grandmother a couple of days ago, and we associate a little bit of that this Christmas.
在几天之前，我们失去了我们的奶奶，然后我们可能会把这件事情联系在一起。
But here in Luke 2, there's the promise of great joy.
但是在路加福音第二章，确实有喜乐的应许。
And the reason for that joy is that Jesus is.Savior, Christ, and Lord. Verse 11.
在这个喜乐的背后，是因为耶稣是救主，是基督，是主。
Joy is grounded in who Jesus is and what Jesus has come to do.
这个喜乐源自于耶稣他本身，还有他要来成就的事情。
Let's briefly consider the identity of who Jesus is.
我们来现在来简单的来探讨一下耶稣他的。他的属性和他的身份。
First, Jesus is Savior.
首先，基督是救，耶稣是救主。
The word Savior refers to someone who is strong and powerful and able to deliver us from a threat.
这个词救主是一个人非常的有能力、有权柄，他可以拯救我们脱离危险。
To deliver us from danger.
救我们脱离这个危险。
Dangers and threats.Threaten our comfort and peace.
就我们脱离对我们的我们周围熟悉的环境对我们的安全构成的威胁。
In life, you might have relationship threats, financial threats, health threats.
在生活当中，你可能有人际关系当中的困难，有财务上的困难，有身体上的困难。
But the great danger, the greatest threat we have, is that we need to be delivered.From the wrath of God.
但是我们最需要的，最需要被拯救的，是我们要从上帝的愤怒当中被拯救出来。
Our need is to be delivered from our sins.
我们需要被从我们的罪中拯救出来。
Humanity's great need is for our sins to be forgiven.
人类最大的需要是从我们自己的罪中拯救出来。
And this is what Jesus Christ alone can do.
这就是耶稣基督单单靠着自己可以做的。
He alone is the one who can save us and deliver us from God's wrath.
基督单单靠着自己就可以来拯救我们，来脱离我们的罪。
Jesus is the savior of the world.
耶稣是整个世界的救主。
And Jesus came to save sinners like, sorry, you and me, by taking on human flesh.
耶稣来到我们的世间来拯救像你我这样的罪人，他通过他道成肉身。
In his birth, Jesus took on human flesh to become like you and me.
通过耶稣的诞生，他取了人的形象，就像你和我一样。
To identify with us.
跟我们有一样的身份。
To suffer with us.
跟我们一样经历痛苦。
To live the life of perfect obedience that you and I did not live.
来过一个完全顺服的生命，你和我是没有做到的。
And then by giving his life as a substitute on the cross for our sins.
然后他在十字架上代我们付了生命的代价。
He paid the penalty that our sins deserved.
他代我们付了罪的刑罚。
And here are two verses in 2 Timothy, one in 2 Timothy and one in Titus that I want to read for you.
在下面这节有一节经文，一节是在提摩太书，一节是在提多书，我想给大家读一下。
2 Timothy 1:10, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
提摩太后书一章十节，他这样说道：但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了，他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
And then Titus 2:13-14, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works.
在提多书二章十三到十四节，他这样说道：等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现，他为我们舍了自己，要使我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
The great hope of the gospel is that Jesus came to forgive us of our sins.
这个从这个基督里面来的
the great hope of the gospel is that Jesus came to save us from our sins.
啊，从耶稣里面来最大的盼望是耶稣基督来救赎我们。
He came to bring us into a right relationship with our great God.
他来把我们带到和我们天父正确的关系当中来。
He came to make us righteous.
他来带给我们公义。
He came to forgive and purify us.
他来这里来赦免我们，来洁净我们。
And friends, the great hope and confidence we have is that Jesus is our Savior.
我们的希望和我们的信心是说主是我们的救主。
Think about your life.
想想我们的生活。
No matter your sin.
不论你有怎么样的罪。
No matter your guilt.
不管你有怎么样的负罪。
No matter your shame.
你有怎么样的羞耻。
There is hope. The salvation of Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督的救赎，我们有盼望。
Our need is to turn to Him in faith, solely relying on Him.
我们需要做的就是来单单的来仰望他，来依靠他。
Secondly, we see here that Jesus is the Christ.
第二点，我们看到主是基督，耶稣是基督。
Growing up, I used to thought that Christ was Jesus' last name.
我在我长大的时候，在我小的时候，我常常来想，这个救主是耶稣的姓。
I go by Shrum, Jesus goes by Christ.
我姓包，所以我想这个基督就这个耶稣就姓基督。
But Christ is a rich theological word.
但是基督是一个非常丰富的一个神学词汇。
Christ means that Jesus is anointed.That he is specially chosen one.
基督是说耶稣他是一个被高立者，他是一个被特别拣选的人。
So in Jesus we see that he is the Christ, the one who has authority or power to bring about God's salvation.
所以我们看到耶稣是这样一个全能者，他带来主的救赎。
Salvation from our sins is possible because Jesus is the Christ.
我们罪的救赎变得可能因为主就是这位基督。
Thirdly, we see that Jesus is Lord.
第三点我们看到耶稣就是主。
Throughout Luke's Gospel, we see many references to the Lord.
在路加福音当中我们看到很多地方他指代说耶稣是这位主。
Mary magnifies the Lord in Luke 1:46.
玛利亚她赞美主在路加福音一章四十六节。
Zechariah blesses the Lord in chapter 1 verse 68.
撒迦利亚也赞美主她在也是在一章六十八节她来赞美主。
And the term Lord speaks of God's sovereignty, His absolute authority, His supremacy above all things.
主是谈到了说耶稣是这位全能者，他有完全的权柄，他超乎万有。
God is the Lord of all things. He controls all things for His good purposes.
主他是所有的主，他统管万有，为着他的慈爱和他的主权。
The glorious truth we see here is that Jesus is our Savior.He is Christ, He is the Lord, He is divine authority.
我们在这里看到耶稣他是那位救主，他是那位基督，他是那位主，他有圣洁的权柄。
And friends, we need to think about, we need to reflect on the glorious reality of who Jesus is.
朋友们，我们应该现在来思想说，来思想我们这位主耶稣基督，来思想他是谁。
Jesus is the Christ.
主是
the Lord. Supreme to all else.
主他是耶稣，他是这样一位救主，他是基督，他超乎万有。
He is creator, sustainer of all things.
他是我们的创造主，他是我们的维持主。
He is worthy of praise and honor.
他值得我们的赞美和敬拜。
And yet, out of love, he came to serve us, to save us by taking on human flesh.
但是主即使这样是位全能者，他仍然因为爱，他来到了我们的中间，来救赎我们。
By being born in a manger, entering a world of sin and pain.
他通过降生在马槽里，来到了我们这个充满罪恶和痛苦的世界。
And ultimately, dying on a cross for our sin.
最终他在十字架上为我们的罪受死。
The great joy we celebrate at Christmas is that Jesus is a wonderful Savior.
我们来庆祝圣诞节这样的大喜了，是因为主耶稣他就是我们的救主。
So there is joy because we have a wonderful Savior.
所以这样的喜乐，因为他是这样的一位救主。
But now let's move into the response to this joy.
我们现在来看我们对喜乐的这样一个反应。
Our joy is grounded in the reality, the firm foundation that Jesus is our Lord and our Savior.
我们前面谈到说，我们这样的喜乐是因为耶稣是我们的救主，是。
But now we need to ask the question, how should we respond to the knowledge that Jesus is our Savior?
我们现在需要问问自己，我们对主是我们的救主应该有怎么样的回应。
In Luke 2:18-20, we see a variety of responses to Jesus' birth.
我们在路加福音二章十八到二十节看到各种各样对主对这样的一个反应。
The first response we see is this word wonder.
第一个反应是惊奇稀奇。
A great surprise at Jesus' birth.
非常的震惊。
Imagine being there.
我们想一想，我们身处其中。
Imagine being someone who has come to see Mary's baby.
想一想，我们当时是在附近的人来看玛利亚生产。
And then suddenly a group of shepherds rush in and tell you this amazing story of angels coming before them.
啊，想一想，然后你在那里的时候，突然就这样一大群的牧羊人冲进来，对你们宣告刚才天使对他宣告的信息。
Right. The natural response would be one of like, whoa, what is that? Wonder, surprise.
我们非常自然的反应就是，哇，这是什么？这怎么回事？这到底是发生了什么？
There is a wonder and amazement at the account of Jesus' birth.
那里有非常多的惊奇、奇异、好奇说耶稣降生是怎么回事。
But with this amazement, we notice that something is lacking.
和这样的惊奇伴随着我们注意到那里有些东西好像缺失了。
The wonder of the crowds in Jesus' birth was not met with faith.
缺失的东西就是信心。
At different times in the gospel, we see this word wonder used where people were amazed but did not believe.
我们在我们圣经当中很多时候看到人群大家很多时候被惊奇被震惊了 是被耶稣的工作所震惊但是他们却没有信心
And that is what we see here The response of the crowds is amazement, surprise But it is not one of faith
就这是我们在这里看到的他们看到耶稣降生非常的惊奇非常的震惊但是却没有信心在这里
Their response is countered or contrasted to the response of Mary Which is one of faith
他们的反应和玛利亚的反应在下面我看到会有鲜明的对比
We see that in verse 19 with the word but、right?
我们在十九节里面看到了这个关键词但是
Similarly, our response to Jesus' birth, to Christmas could be one of amazement or enjoyment or surprise
同样的我们对圣诞节 的反应也可能是、啊、非常的吃惊非常的震惊
In America, millions of people go to Christmas Eve services today.
在美国，成百万的人都在圣诞节的前夜去做敬拜。
People love singing Christmas carols and going to Christmas Eve services.
大家唱圣诗去教会里面敬拜。
Yet that excitement could only be a momentary experience and not united with faith in Christ.
但是这样的这样的激动兴奋只可能是也很可能是暂时的如果说你缺失了那样的信心
So one response could be wonder
一个反应可能是诧异
Secondly, moving forward we see the response of Mary
第二个我们看到从玛利亚来的回应
Mary is I call it a response of reflection
她我们我想说玛利亚在这里的反应是她沉思
Luke mentions that Mary treasured up these things in her heart
路加福音谈到说玛利亚她把她看到的都作为宝贝 来记起来来沉思
Mary reflected on she treasured what the shepherds had told her
她去思想这件事情她去思想牧羊人所告诉她的东西
Mary did not just have a momentary excitement, but she kept pondering the good news of God's salvation.
她并不是一时的兴奋，一时的激动，她是不断的来思想这当中伴随着耶稣诞生所发生的事情。
Sadly, in your life and my life, we are prone to forget things, right?
但是不幸的是在你我的生活当中我们经常会忘掉经常很健忘
Right, we forget people's names
我们忘掉了名字
We forget where we put our phone
我们忘记我们的电话跑哪去了
We forget what we're supposed to do today or any day Right,
我们忘掉了我们今天的或某一天的行程
But a greater temptation for us is to forget the gospel of Jesus Christ
但是更有一种试探一种倾向就是忘了我们圣诞节忘了我们的救主
We are prone to forgetting God's great salvation
我们倾向于忘掉主给我们带来的救赎
Like Mary, we need to reflect to remind ourselves to treasure the gospel
像玛利亚一样我们需要不断的来思想这件事情而不断的来宝贝耶稣基督这件事情
And in scripture we see references to remembering God's salvation
在经节里面我们也看到对这一系列事情的沉思
Psalm 119 verse 11 says this, I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
在诗篇119篇里面11节他说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
2 Timothy 2:8 says this, Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead, the offspring of David as preached in my gospel.
提摩太后书2:8里面他说，你要纪念耶稣基督乃是大卫的后裔，他从死里复活，正合乎我所传的福音。
Timothy was a pastor, and Paul says, Remember Jesus Christ. We are prone to forgetting Jesus. Timothy was a pastor, and he reminded him to remember Jesus Christ because we're prone to forgetting.
提摩太他是一个牧师，所以保罗在这里提醒他说，这样一个信息，主是我们的救主。
Thirdly, we see the response of praise.
第三，我们看到对主的赞美。
In verse 20, we see the shepherds respond by glorifying and praising God.
在第二十节里面，我们看到这个牧羊的人群赞美主。
To glorify or praise speaks of declaring how exceptional something is.
赞美荣耀主是说来宣告这是一件多么不寻常的事情。
So the shepherds are declaring with their mouths how great, how wonderful, how marvelous God is.
这些牧羊人用他们自己的口来赞美主是多么的伟大，多么的美妙，我们这样的一位救赎主。
The promise of God's salvation compels God's people to praise God.
上帝的救赎来催逼我们来思想，来赞美主。
Right. Psalm 66 verse 2 Sing the glory of his name Give him glorious praise
诗篇66篇第二节他说歌颂他名的荣耀用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明
Psalm 106 verse 47 Save us O Lord our God And gather us from among the nations That we may give thanks to your holy nameAnd glory in your praise.
诗篇，另外他在诗篇106篇47节当中说，耶和华我们的神啊，求你拯救我们从外邦中召集我们，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜。
And friends, this Christmas, as we reflect on Jesus' birth, I hope that our response will be one of praise.
朋友们，我们希望我们在过这个圣诞节的时候，我们一个对圣诞节的回应是我们来赞美主。
This Christmas, I hope that you would take time to reflect on the marvelous reality of the gospel.
我希望我们在这个圣诞节里面花一点时间来沉思我们这样一个美妙的事实是我们的福音。
Don't let all your Christmas parties or family gatherings or presents or shopping detract you from the glorious reality of the gospel.
不要让那些聚会、那些购物、其他的圣诞节所有的欢乐，把你从这条真正的应该去注意上的事情来带回来，就是我们要思想主的福音，来赞美主。
Take time to reflect on the reality that Jesus came to save you from your sins.
用点时间来思想主来到我们的身边，来救赎我们脱离罪。
Take time to reflect on the reality that sin is no longer your master.
来思想，因为主，我们已经脱离了罪的辖制。
Take time to reflect on the great joy of forgiveness and joy in Christ.
来思想，主已经赦免了我们，我们在主里面的喜乐。
Take time to reflect on the great love that God has for you through Jesus Christ.
来思想，通过耶稣基督啊，神带给我们的喜乐。
Simply put, reflect on your great salvation.
单单的把这个思想放在这个救赎当中。
And as we reflect on the gospel, may it compel us to praise our great God.
当我们来思想这样的福音的时候，也让我们来赞美主。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear wonderful Savior,
我们在天上的 极其美妙的救主。
We thank you for the wonderful salvation that we have through Christ.
我们感谢通过耶稣基督带给我们这样极好的救赎。
Lord, I pray that you would lead us to amazement, to joy, to reflection on the gospel.
我们希望你带领我们来思想，来赞美这样的福音。
Pray that you would move us to just glory and praise you for your great salvation.
那赞美你，希望你来感动我们，来赞美你这样的救赎。
In your mighty precious name, we do pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and stand together in response.
Thank you. 感谢神，谢谢卢泽牧师给我们带来的信息，这个是我们要思想在这个圣诞的季节耶稣基督是圣诞节的主人，他来就是为了除我们的罪，拯救我们这些罪人，他带来了从天上来神那永远的爱，无限的爱，那个大爱就是所以我们要赞美，我们要歌颂，我们一生要感谢，要感恩这是我们整个我们福音的信息，就是耶稣神道成的肉身，神来成为人we thank you thanks for the message from Pastor Luther and 他刚刚 grandma 前几天才过世了，所以明天呢他要去回他们老家去参加这个葬礼。We pray for Luther have a safe trip back to join the burial service for his grandma. Anyway, I have some announcement. Today, the Chinese Sunday School we're not going to have. Right now it's 11:30, so we're going to have an early lunch today. So that's good. So you can take time to enjoy and also reflect what's the true meaning of the Christmas. Okay. So 今天我们主日学暂停，但是呢就是我们可以更多的时间慢慢来享受我们的午餐就是在楼下哈，还有就是我们同时我们的思想来分享我们对主他的救恩他对我们的爱对我们的爱另外所以今天的主日学暂停一次，就是承认主日学。另外一个是愿意加入教会成为我们教会的 member 的，就是我们在后面我们教会的宣章以及这个申请表，会有的申请表，如果你愿意就是这个教会成为你在盐务城你属灵的大家庭，那么你就可以到后面拿宣章然后呢你如果同意我们宣章，我们教会的整个组织的章程你愿意这个教会成为你的家，那你就到后面就拿一下这个申请表OK, for those who are thinking about participate and become the member of this church, you want to consider that this is your church home, your big family of God that in Salt Lake City. So you may go to the usher's desk to thank you. Okay, usher's desk. Desk to get the, our constitution and bylaw, the little booklet, and also take the application form. So you fill it up and give it to me or put it in the offering box. 你填好了以后呢，就是放在我们的奉献箱里面，或是给王刚强弟兄也可以，或给我们任何一位执事哈。然后因为我们1月21号。就是有会友大会，我们每年一次的会友大会，我们在我们的资讯单里面，我们看到我们会友大会今年呢，有一些事情我们要借着会友大会来通过的，就是我们明年的2018年的教会的预算教会的预算。另外一个就是我们的还有就是我们。两位牧师就是我跟卢德牧师，我们的任期都到了，所以呢我们要续聘的事情，所以要大家来通过，还有新的执事的改选以及执事的续任执事的续任这基本上就是这件事情，还有我们对过去我们2017年我们整个教会施工的简单的这个简略的报告，以及未来2018年以后我们教会未来我们的意向，神给我们的就是事工的托付所以 anyway those are willing to be, become our church member, you take the constitution and bible and also the application form in the back desk. So you fill it up and give it to me or give it to Brother Wang Kang Chiang. He's the chair of our deacon board, elder deacon board. Or you can just put it into the mail, to the offering box. And because January 21st, according to our constitution and bylaw, the third Sunday of every year, January of the third Sunday, which is next year going to be January 21st, we're going to have our membership, annual membership meeting. And a few things we need to decide through this meeting. The first thing is our 2018, next year's church budget. And also our two pastors, me and Luther, our term is up. So people, our brothers here need to vote or continuation. Also for the new deacon. And also for a new deacon nomination, that we need to vote for that. So all this meeting agenda will be posted downstairs in the bulletin board. 所有这些我们会务的记录会议的那个程序啊，我们也会公布，包括我们教会的会友的名字。我们现在教会的这个会友总共就是。 会有的名单会公布在下面，你去查一下，看你的名字。如果你是教会的会友，但你连名单不在上面的话，你跟我们讲一下。我跟刚讲弟兄讲， we have a membership roll going to be posted downstairs. If you are a church member, go down there and check it. If your name is not on it, let us know, okay? Because on January 21st, you're going to be vote, right? So. Only church member can vote. Okay, 所以这个就是请大家注意一下哈，也为这件事情祷告啊，我们整个教会的事工，未来的事工。另外一个就是我们教会的明年的月历已经出来了哈，所以呢，每一家等一下我们离开这里的时候，到后面。 每一家拿一份，好不好？每一家拿一份，所以也许再过一个礼拜，如果我们有剩下多一点的话，你们自己可以拿去送给你们的朋友、你们亲戚，那个2018 the church calendar, we already put out in the back, so every family check one, okay? Let's see. Okay, also, that pray for many people are traveling right now. Pray for their safety. 我们许多弟兄姐妹，他们已经出去了外出了，我们不少弟兄姐妹都不在，他们出去外出旅行，有些是开车的，有些是坐飞机的，有些是短程，有些是长程的。我们为他们的旅途的平安来祷告，就是平安的去，平安的回来。 OK， 其他还有什么特别的事情？你们OK？另外一个今天没有写在这上面的，就是马拉团契啊，这个礼拜六就是在Henry的家聚会，他的地址啊，2799 South Well， 这个大家可能记不太起来，你们去问一下小茹在不在，小茹啦，或者问一下刚强弟兄，问一下这个马拉团契的，还有黄林姐妹，问他们这个怎么样去，电话号码是 520-8844， 就是马拉团契，这个礼拜的聚会，还有这个，那个是下个礼拜，就是赵往利，我们的这些连长们。 12月31号晚上都会在我们家，所以这个已经好几年了。所以你们连长们，你们记得12月31号晚上就是礼拜天晚上，今年5点半在我们家，所以呢，我们连长们， 因为这个人年长了，你们是估计 senior citizen， 或者是你五十岁以上，五十五岁哦。Anyway， 欢迎今天第一次来到我们当中的，叫做陈玲玲姐妹，还有先生，我们欢迎你。OK。Anyway。谈到新年啊，谈到这个我们连长了，我们今天有礼物啊，礼物送给你们啊，我先把礼物先发了。
已经没有了啊，所以我们要继续讲啊。我说讲 fifty 啊，可能不够了哈。OK， 我说我讲 fifty， 你再讲，我用丢了啊，谁捡到丢那个，因为可能不够啊，我来对啊。OK， all right。五十岁有没有五十岁的节目 ？OK， 快一点了。50岁。OK。
没啦。
只有两个。啊？OK。只有两个 ，OK。等一下，如果你五十岁还没拿，两个来这里拿 ，OK。好嘞 ，Once again， 再一次祝各位圣诞快乐，新年愉快啊！Merry Christmas and Happy New Year for all of you， and。好，我们呢？现在我们站起来， 唱三一颂来结束今天的聚会。感谢你，你从岁首到年终，你眼目看过我们每一个人，我们的家庭，我们的教会，神的家，都蒙信你的保守，都是因为你的救赎，你把我们弟兄姐妹从各路各方聚集来到盐湖城，我们今天能够在这里来庆祝，来感谢，是吧？来赞美歌颂你这位救赎主，你这位不仅是基督，你是主，你是救世主，你是永远的存在，永远活着的神，是吧？你为我们的罪来到世上，你出生，你为我们而生，为我们而死，为我们复活，为我们升天，有一天还要再来，是吧？我们不仅你拯救了我们，让我们在世上能够过一个丰盛的生命，有价值的生命，你更是为我们预备了永恒的天家，成为我们永远的盼望，将来我们要与你同在，到你那里去是好的无比。你为我们预备的住处，主啊，这样的美好，主啊，我们献上我们的感恩。Father, we thank you that for today that we are gathered together in your name, that you be with us, that everything we do, that we're praising to you in your sight. And especially we want to give thanks for not only for your salvation,for your love, for your grace, and also we know that you born to die for us. Your birth is for us. Your death is for us, and also your resurrection is for all, every one of us. And your ascending into heaven is for us, and one day that you will come again to receive us.Thank you for giving us an eternal home that you prepare for us, for those who are trusting in you. I pray that those among us that are still seeker, that you will open their hearts and minds, that they will receive it to your gospel, knowing that you are only true God and Savior, and you are living and creator of all universe and sustainer,and also our Savior, our Redeemer. I pray that they will come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior, because you are the Lord of Christmas. May this Christmas day, Christmas Eve, you will come into their heart to be their Lord and Savior. Oh Lord, just, 我们谢谢你，愿在这个圣诞节的期间，因为你主耶稣你是圣诞节的主人，主啊，愿我们当中还没有信靠你的，愿这个圣诞节，主啊，他们把你接受来相信，来认罪来悔改，接受主耶稣在他们心里头做他们的救主，生命的主，愿你成为圣诞节的主，成为他们生命的主，一生来跟随你。Father, we thank you, especially pray for those who are traveling, and give them a travel mercy, and keep them safe wherever they go and come back safely. We thank you. 愿主耶稣基督的恩惠天父上帝的慈爱圣灵的感动与交通常与我们众弟兄姊妹同在直到主耶稣再来。 May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit be with everyone here today forever and evermore. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.